This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday today. This one is the 13th of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Good also was the news from the good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics that consumer inflation in this economy continues to cool. The May Consumer Price Index came in this morning, as you've surely already heard. 4% from a year ago is how fast prices are going up. That is well down from the April reading and way down from the 9% inflation we were dealing with a year or so ago. But there is a rate of change challenge here because, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, the more inflation cools, the harder it is to get it to cool off more.
We've gotten to the part of the inflation journey where the Fed is trying to squeeze the last bits of toothpaste out of the tube, inching closer to its target of 2% inflation. But it's slow going, says David Wilcox, an economist at the Peterson Institute and Bloomberg Economics.
The pathway ahead looks like it will take longer than anybody would prefer.
Why? Well, partly because when it comes to inflation, the most obvious and temporary problems tend to sort themselves out first. The pandemic and all the erratic consumer spending during its different phases, the initial shock to oil prices because of the war in Ukraine. Plus, economist Linda Hooks at Washington and Lee University says
the supply chain issues that everyone talks about.
Now that those have mostly subsided,
the Federal Reserve is working with some very broad tools, and they're aiming for a very small target.
Tricky, since a smaller target requires better aim. Jason Furman is an economist at Harvard.
What's left is both the continued tight labor market and the underlying inertia of wages and prices.
Underlying inertia. That's what's making this leg of the inflation journey so sticky. We've been here for so long that businesses have come to expect prices to rise every month.
It just gets built into everyone's planning. And they see their competitors doing that. Maybe they're giving wage increases that are a little bit larger than normal. And so it's just the self-fulfilling process.
And this phase can take a while because the economy is kind of like a food chain. First, manufacturers might feel price relief. That takes time to pass on to businesses, which takes time to get to you, the consumer, and the consumer price index.
And that process just ripples throughout the economy in a very slow-moving way.
But it's not all doom and gloom. Economist Alan Detmeister at UBS says inflation is shifting.
So it does look like we're getting inflation kind of focusing more narrowly on a few categories.
Like used cars and shelter.
Which generally means that inflation is easier to take down.
Detmeister thinks the Fed will reach its 2% target sometime next year. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.